भगवते वासुदेवाय सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, text number 18.
Atma Atma,
Atma Atma,
Japta,
Japta,
Griha,
Griha,
Vitta,
Vitta,
Janeshu,
Janeshu,
Saktair,
Saktair,
Atma Atma Japta, Griha Vitta, Janeshu, Saktair,
Atma Atma Japta, Griha Vitta, Janeshu, Saktair,
Dushprapanaya,
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 Guna,
Guna,
Sangha,
Sangha,
Divarjitaya,
Divarjitaya,
Muktatmabhi,
Muktatmabhi,
Svahridaye,
Svahridaye,
Paribhavitaya,
Paribhavitaya,
Jnanatmane,
Jnanatmane,
Bhagavate,
Bhagavate,
Nama,
Nama,
Ishwaraya,
Ishwaraya,
Atma Atma Japta Griha Vitta Janeshu Saktair,
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 Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye Paribhavitaya,
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye Paribhavitaya,
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye Paribhavitaya,
Jnanatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishwaraya,
Jnanatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishwaraya,
Jnanatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishwaraya, Japta Griha Vitta Janeshu Saktair, Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Dushprapanaya Guna Sangha Vibhajitaya,
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye Paribhavitaya,
Muktatma Bhishma Hridaye Paribhavitaya,
Jnanatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishwaraya,
Jnanatmane Bhagavate Nama Ishwaraya,
Atma Atma
Jāpta-kīra-vidda-janeshu sakta. Dushprapanāya guna-saṅga vivācitāya. Muktātma pīśra hṛdaye paribhāvitāya. Jñānātmane bhagavate nama Īśvarāya.
Atmaja,
sons and daughters,
Apta,
friends and relatives,
Griha,
home, community, society, and nation,
Vitta,
wealth,
Janeshu,
to various servants and assistants,
Saktai,
by those who are too attached,
Dusprapanaya,
unto you who are very difficult to achieve,
Gunasanga,
by the three modes of material nature,
Vivarjitaya,
who are not contaminated. Mukta Atma Bihi, by persons who are already liberated,
Svahridaye,
within the core of the heart,
Paribhavitaya,
unto you who are always meditated upon,
Jnanatmane,
the reservoir of all enlightenment,
Bhagavate,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Namaha,
I offer my respectful obeisances.
Ishwaraya,
unto the Supreme Controller. Translation. My Lord, those who are completely free from material contamination always meditate upon you within the cores of their hearts. You are extremely difficult to attain for those like me who are too attached to mental concoction, home, relatives, friends, money, servants, and assistants. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uncontaminated by the modes of nature. You are the reservoir of all enlightenment, the Supreme Controller. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Responsively, please repeat. My Lord,
those who are completely free
from material contamination,
always meditate upon you,
within the cores of their hearts. You are extremely difficult to attain
for those like me
who are too attached to mental concoction, home, relatives, friends,
Money, servants, and assistants.
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Uncontaminated by the modes of nature.
You are the reservoir of all enlightenment.
You are the reservoir of all things.
The supreme controller.
The supreme controller.
I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into the material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. This is confirmed in Ishopanishad, Apapavitam. He is not contaminated. The same fact is described here, Gunasanga Vivarjitaya. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as an incarnation within this material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9:11, Avachananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Foolish men with insufficient knowledge deride the personality of Godhead because he appears just like a human being. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by the Muktatma, the liberated soul. Muktatma bihi svahridaye paribhavitaya. Only the liberated person can constantly think of Krishna. Such a person is the greatest of all yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Bhagavad Gita 6:47. My Lord, those who are completely free from material contamination always meditate upon you within the cores of their hearts. This is our goal, to come to the stage where we can always meditate upon Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme reservoir of all happiness, all rasa. He is called Akila Rasamrita Murti. We desire rasa, taste. And taste is achieved by two, not by one. Just like, for example, would you rather be a lump of sugar, or would you rather taste a lump of sugar? Actually, you would rather taste a lump of sugar. So those who are trying to become God, or think that they have become God, they achieve what is known as Brahmananda. Brahmananda is the temporary cessation of misery of this material world, something likened unto nirvana, as the Buddhists talk about. It's actually a Vedic word. It's not something that was coined by Buddhism 2,500 years ago, but it is actually nirvana, the cessation of all material miseries. That is Brahmananda. But there is no positive enjoyment in simply being a vibrating atom within the Brahma Jyoti, of annihilating your individuality. There is no pleasure in that. But real taste, real enjoyment comes between Atma and Paramatma and their interaction, their loving exchanges. So the fountainhead, the fountain, the source of all the myriad different types of relationships that one can have with Krishna. Krishna is the fountainhead. So that is where we want to go. But until we are free from our contamination, we can't achieve that. Yesham pantakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam hetvanta moha nimukta. Bhajante mam dhritavrataha, the same thing. Those who are free in this lifetime, they're free from antagatam papam. Papa means sin. Sin means anything which is contrary to the will of the Lord. Religion means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Directly receive knowledge from the Lord and to act according to his instructions. And anything that is contrary to that is sin. It is not that meat eating is in and of itself a sin, or illicit sex is in and of itself a sin. There's nothing good and there's nothing bad. Someone who thinks a balo, a manda, this is good, balo, manda, this is bad, ye sab brahm, simply an illusion. There's nothing good or nothing bad in this material world. But anything that takes us away from the association of the Supreme Friend, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lover, the Supreme Person who will engage in loving exchanges with us, that's bad. And anything that brings us closer. In other words, if Krishna told us to eat meat, we could eat meat. If Krishna told us that he would like to see us cohabit indiscriminately, like cats and dogs, we could do that as devotional service. But he doesn't say that. He says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta prayachi. I accept these kinds of offerings. Milk, milk products, grains, fruits, vegetables, so many things, but not mansa, not meat. Or Krishna emphasizes brahmacharya. So there's grihastha brahmacharya and there's naishtika brahmacharya. But celibacy, or in other words, saving ourselves for Krishna. There's a group of people in, at least a few years ago in the USA, and they may still be, I think they're still quite active. They're right-wing, for the most part. They were right-wing Christians. And they started a movement amongst young people that instead of engaging in illicit sex, they should save themselves for marriage. It's proper. One sense, it's a goal, and it's not a bad goal. So they would actually meet together in stadiums. There were that many people, the Catholics finally got into it. And it was the whole movement. It may still be there, I don't know. But I remember reading about it in the newspaper. They would get in the stadium and have some entertainment, and then there would be speakers, and married couples would speak, and young people would speak. And they would say how they're not going to fall a victim of the flesh, how they were saving themselves for their husband or for their wife and in marriage. And then a little later on came along the Promise Keepers. That was another movement in the USA. husbands who, you know, wanted to, the vows that they made in marriage, perhaps they were seeing that a lot of people were breaking those vows. So if these people were going to keep their promises to God and to their family. But we're saving ourselves for the Supreme Lord, whatever He desires. Real bhakti yoga means when we engage Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevana. Hrishik means senses. So He is Hrishikesha, the controller, the supreme controller. And we are requesting Him to engage us by controlling our senses. Of our own, we actually can't control our senses. Chanchala, Imana, Krishna, Pramati, Balavatidam, Tasyaham, Nigraham, Mani, Vayoyuvasutra, Arjuna tells. It'd be easier for me to go out and catch the wind. Stop it. Stop the wind from blowing. Than it is for me to control my mind. We can't control our mind. We can't control our senses. It's hopeless. There's no possibility. What are we going to do? We surrender to Krishna. Krishna will control our senses and our mind. Of course, we have to make some effort also, but still, the ultimate controller is Krishna. So those who have acted piously in their past life, jananam, punya karmanam, and in this life, because you can't take up devotional service unless you have some type of progressive activity going on, from previous lifetimes, or even you can say in this lifetime, but in your early life, some type of previous inclination, just like we say, adal sadha, the very beginning of spiritual life is sadha, faith. So a little bit of faith to come to the temple to see what is going on. Adal Sradha. Tata Sadhu Sankalpa. Then next associating with the Lord. So a little bit of faith. And finally Nishta. Firm faith after one is Anartha Nirvitti, after he's cleansed his heart of all the kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. All the dirty things in the heart that are blocking us. Why are they dirty? Because they're blocking us from freedom. They're blocking us from happiness. We're meant to be happy. We're part of Krishna. Why shouldn't we be happy? We have all the qualities of Krishna. Krishna's anandamaya vyasa. Constantly enjoying. He's Atma Rama, completely self-satisfied. But we are also meant to enjoy in that way. We have the same qualities. But we're blocked now by these things. Lust is not good. It's our Vairinam, all-devouring sinful enemy. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajagunsa Mudra, the mode of passion, anger, lust. Mahasano, Mahapapa. This is a real problem. So these things are blocking us from what we want. So we have to control them. We have to regulate them. We have to dovetail them. We have to give them up. Envy has to be given up. Krishna, Bhakti Yoga, it's the easiest process. We're following. In this age, Manda Sumata Mandayo Manda Bhagya. We are Manda Bhagya, very unlucky, very unfortunate, short in our duration of life, maximum 100 years. If that, most of us will be lucky if we get to 65 or 70. Short in duration of life, short in memory. I can't remember. I'm sitting here on this seat speaking, but I can't remember what I said 15 minutes ago. Short of memory. Troubled by bad karma. Whoa. Let me tell you about my life. Bad time. Troubled by so many anomalies, so many problems. But it doesn't matter. The process of Bhakti Yoga was designed by the same people who brought you the universe. Technologists have designed this process for us. It's the easiest. But it's not easy. It requires that you have to be sincere. It requires that you have to utsaha, nischaya, daya. You have to be enthusiastic. Utsa. You have to want it. I want to cross over. I don't like being in this quagmire, this stool pit. I don't like being pushed and pulled by my tongue, my belly, my genitals. I want to get free. Lolium has to be so intense within the core of your heart. I will overcome these problems that I have. At the same time, nischaya, you have to be very determined, because when you take up devotional service, there will be many tests. Krishna wants to know, do you want me? Or do you want the material world? You want God and mammon at the same time? You can't have it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to offer it to Krishna first, then you can eat it. So, we have to be determined. Overcome each and every test. I don't care for Maya's temptation. I don't care for all this nonsense. It's all false, temporary. It's full of misery. It's a trap. We have to be perseverant, nischaya, and dharya. We have to be patient. Because Rome wasn't built in a day, and my devotional career will not peak for a lifetime. I will not necessarily get all the fruits and flowers that I have been promised from the tree of my devotional creeper until there's a little austerity under my belt, till I've shown Krishna, no, Krishna, I really want. Krishna's a jealous lover. Mam ekam. Mam ekam.
come, shut up, Martha. Me alone. They come, me alone. The liberated souls, they have anointed their eyes, pramanjana, and therefore they meditate on Krishna within the core of their hearts. Pramanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochana Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Svahridaye. Krishna is in the heart. Our very best friend, where is he? Is he over here? Where is he? He's in my heart.
You're extremely difficult to attain for those who are too attached.
Vedeshu Durlabham, Atma Durlabham, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham, Atma Bhakta. Krishna is
very difficult to attain mechanically. Just like some people think if I chant 2 million Gayatri mantras, then I'll attain liberation. Well, you may get mukti, but you won't get bhakti. Bhakti is rarely awarded. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yetadutama. Yes, you are my bhakta, my sakha, because Arjuna, you're not even a sannyasi, you're not even a brahmachari, you're a grihasthi, you have three wives, you're a kshatriya. You're my bhakta. You love me. You're my friend. Therefore, this most confidential knowledge I am revealing to you. We come into this material world overcome by desire. Ichadvesha. Desire and hatred. Dvandva mohena parta. We become covered by illusion. And we get very attached. Bhogaisvaya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha samadhav navidiyate. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav navidiyate. Resolute determination that is required. Focus. The mind. Krishna's love is deep, devotional service, like a samurai, like a ninja warrior or something. I don't know. They have to. Peter can tell us about that. They have to be focused. I meet so many people today. Tell me, yeah, I'm taking martial arts. Get out of Dodge. They're taking martial arts, but they don't know the first thing about martial arts. Martial arts is not just a good form of judo or something different than boxing or wrestling. Or even those things require concentration and meditation. But martial arts requires so much concentration. So much of it is involved in controlling the mind, controlling the senses. A real martial arts expert is someone who is a strict vegetarian, who is very strict in his principles, whose mind is clear and focused, because he's got to defend himself from all different sides. Anything at any moment could happen. Arena. So in the same way, in our spiritual lives, we have to be
what we want. We're living in this world, and all around us are vishayis, people who are engaging in all kinds of sensuous enjoyment, and we're supposed to go out and preach to them, talk to them, convince them, encourage them, bring them back here. We'll drown ourselves in life-saving, Red Cross life-saving course. They teach you that if someone is drowning, you don't just jump in the water and go and get them. Because there's every likelihood that they'll grapple onto you and you'll both drown. And it has happened many times. There's a little mantra. Throw, row, go, tow. First of all, you try and throw something to them. Then maybe if you can't, then you row a boat out to them. Then in the last stage, you go personally swimming. But you make sure you get behind them and tow them in. You don't face them on the front. So we have to put ourselves in a condition where we are fixed. And unless we can understand that it is these attachments that we have, unless we try to minimize them, attachment is there and attachment is not bad. Mother and a father should be attached to their children to the extent that they are Krishna's children and we are attached to our service to raise them as nice devotees. Husband and wife are attached to each other to the extent that he is a kind of spiritual master for me, and I can render devotional service, and I'm attached to that devotional service. She is a kind of disciple to me, and it is my duty to interface between the spiritual master and my wife, and to give her all the blessings of spiritual knowledge, and protect her, and I'm attached. That's my grihastha dharma. And I must perform it nicely. Whatever devotees do, they should do it nicely. Because if it's something that they can't do nicely, they probably shouldn't be doing it at all. If you can make a claim, well, I don't really want to do this because it's not so Krishna conscious. That's why I haven't done it expertly. You shouldn't do it at all. Devotees decide, is this what my spiritual master wants me to do? Is this the right thing to do? And when you know it's the right thing, you do it with all your intelligence, all your ability, all your surrender. And there's lots to do in the service of Krishna. There's so much. Practically everything that the non-devotees do, we can do for Krishna. So this griha chetra sutapta vitaya janasya mohoyam aham mami pungsasriya. It starts with the connection of a man and a woman who are engaged in illicit sex. Pungsasriya mithuni bhav. They're not thinking of Krishna prema. They haven't chanted their 50 rounds. They haven't done any garbhadan sanskara. It's simply they're enamored by sex, by the so-called pleasure of sex. Payor mito hridaya granthim. Then the knot of affection becomes so tight within the heart. The gunas are also ropes, and the This is Raja Guna, the rope of passion, and it ties the heart, the two hearts, rather. So, then they need a house, paraphernalia, so many things, and they get very attached. And therefore, they can't attain to Krishna. Therefore, householder life is sometimes called andakupa, or andakuma, Indian kuma, kupa, deep dark well. You're in the forest, it's late at night, you don't see the path, there's an overgrown old well, dry perhaps. Fall in. Who's going to save you? You're finished. Nobody's coming that path late at night. You can scream and yell. You're going to die there. You're going to drown in that one. So householder life can be like that. That's called Grihamedi life, where one thinks that my wife, my family, my business, these are the important things in my life. The whole material world is made up of three amazes, envious of one another, competing with one another, rat race, dog eat dog. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uncontaminated by the modes of nature. Saparyaja chukram akavayam ritam. What is that though? Saparyaja chukram akayam avitam. Vishnaviram apapa vidam kabir manisi paribu swayambhu yata tachyato ratam. That's just a divya samadhi. Something like that. The eighth mantra of Isha Upanishad. Krishna is completely pure and antiseptic, prophylactic. He's transcendental always. For him, there's no material or spiritual, it's all his energy. Tasya karyam karnam chavidyate svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The whole cosmos is simply his energies interacting. He's the energetic source. So we discriminate between material and spiritual, temporary and eternal. But for Krishna, there's no such distinction. For Krishna, when he comes to this material world, he's like the governor who sometimes makes a special visit to some of the prisons on some religious holiday. And because it is a special time, he may commute someone's sentence. All right, he can get out. Got 5 years to serve, but on this holy day of Saint so-and-so, he's out. But he doesn't become a prisoner. When the warden goes to the prison for inspection, they open the doors, the police guards are there, they have the guns. He's not in jail. He's going to congratulate some prisoners for being obedient, chastise some for being disobedient. In the hole, 3 weeks, the dark hole they have. Well, the material world is like a dark hole too. So, you are the reservoir of all enlightenment, the supreme controller, I therefore offer my respect. Sunday or Saturday or Friday, as the Muslims, Jews, and Christians choose. It means every day, 24 hours a day. Satatam, kirtayantama, yatantascha, dridabrata, namasyantascha, mama, nitya yukta, nitya, eternal, yukta, they're connected with me. Upasate, through worship. That's how we can overcome all the unfortunate circumstances surrounding our lives. Kalo Shudra Sambhava in Kali Yuga. We're very unfortunate. I'm going to read something here. I don't know whether it got wet because Krishna didn't want me to read it, but whatever. These are excerpts from Srila Prabhupada's books. So you have to understand this, and then yathechasi tathaku. Do as you like, Arjuna. Krishna explains the whole Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Then he says, yathechasi tathaku. Kuru. Kuru dynasty, Arjuna. Now you do as you like, Arjuna. So, I'm going to read this, and then you do as you like. These are quotes. Quote, you must see that they strictly follow the regulative principles, the four prohibitions, as well as the devotional practices of arising early, morning bath, putting on tilak, attending Mangalarti, chanting japa 16 rounds, and attending Bhagavatam class. This is the duty of all my initiated disciples, whether they are big or they are small. Everyone must rise early, take bath, attend Mangalarti, chant at least 16 rounds, attend class, and follow the four regulative principles. If these things are lax, then there's no question of spiritual life. Anyone who does not accept these things staunchly will have to fall down. You must teach them by your own personal example. Otherwise, how will they learn? Another quote. I'm requesting again and again that all of my disciples simply follow all of the rules and regulations very strictly. Rising early, chanting 16 rounds, attending Mangalarti in class, etc. All are essential for spiritual development. Quote, please institute these most important points of attending Mangalarti and chanting 16 rounds. These are the most important points of Krishna consciousness process. Quote, everyone should join the Mangalarti. Gradually we should become more regulated and strict for following the rules and regulations. Otherwise, we shall fall down. Quote, and never neglect to chant your 16 rounds of beads daily. Rise without fail. Attend Mangalarti. Take bath and follow the regulative principles and everything will come out very successfully. You can rest assured of that. Quote, yes, reading my books will help you. Philosophy must be there. But if you do not also apply the philosophy by participating in all temple affairs, like rising early, attending Mangalarti, performing devotional service, then simply learning the philosophy will have no effect. Quote, so, the future of this Krishna consciousness movement is very bright, so long the managers remain vigilant and chant 16 rounds, that 16 rounds are being chanted by everyone without fail, that they are all rising before 4 in the morning, attending Mangalarti,
quote, and if you simply keep to our standard program, that means chanting daily 16 rounds, rising early, attending Mangalarti, like that. If this program is strictly maintained amongst all the devotees, they will remain pure. And if preaching is pure, automatically leaders, managers, funds, everything will be given profusely by Krishna without any doubt. Quote, therefore, Rupa Goswami has introduced this system of regulative principles, which I have taught to you also. These regulative principles, such as rising before 4 a.m. for Mangalarti, chanting 16 rounds minimum on feed daily, reading books, going for street sankirtan, preaching to anyone and everyone, offering the prasadam, like that. These principles of devotional service are there to safeguard us from Maya's attack by keeping us always enthusiastic. Quote, the main thing is that you must set a nice example for the others following very rigidly the regulative principles, such as chanting 16 rounds on the beads, reading the books, getting up to attend Mangalarti. In this way, everyone shall be encouraged. We must be so careful to train the devotees nicely. Quote, everyone should attend Mangalarti and chant 16 rounds daily. Quote, as soon as one discontinues his staunch following of the regulative principles, such as no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, rising early before 4, coming to Mangalarti, chanting at least 16 rounds, then his spiritual life is hampered, and there is a chance that at any time he may become a victim of Maya. Quote, that is utmost importance. Do not fail to chant 16 rounds, rise early, come to Mangalarti, come to classes, follow regular principles. In this way, your life will become free from all anxieties. Quote, by simply following this process without deviation, chanting 16 rounds, following the four regular principles, attending classes, Mangalarti, rising early, these things will gradually bring you to the platform of pure love of Krishna. Quote, keep yourself pure and fixed up by following the basic principles that I have given. Chanting 16 rounds, following four regular principles. This is of the utmost importance. Quote, I'm glad to hear that in your temple no one misses Mangalarti, and that everyone is becoming steady and powerful in their service. Life will flourish. Quote, risers, early attend Mangalarti in class, chant 16 rounds, and follow the four principles of deviation. This will guarantee your spiritual perfection. Quote, rising early, attend Mangalarti in class, follow principles. This is the most important. Without these things, there is no spiritual life. If you try sincerely, Krishna will give you all blessings. Final quote from Bombay. I remember. All men who live in the devotee rooms must attend Mangalarti or starve.
No prasad.
So, you take to see your copy. There's two copies in here. I can give more copies to anybody who's interested. Are there any questions? Yes,
you mentioned in your great discourse that people who take the Krishna consciousness either in their previous life or in the beginning of their lives has something has to be there. The Prabhupada oftentimes said, we're here all by Lord Chaitanya's consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
that's what we should think. But there's other theories too, the Lord Chaitanya put us here. So probably we can come around and pick the flowers, or at least water the trees. Otherwise, it's inconceivable how all of a sudden we're still such a small organization. And we make a big noise, but
problem I was good at marketing. But, you know, what have we got? 2,000 people? Nothing. Worldwide. Who are purely movies here. There are people who are getting interested, who are partially convinced. But Rod said even if 1% of the world's population take up pure Krishna consciousness, the whole direction of society would be changed. There would be peace and harmony. But anyway, we're so small a group. Obviously, somehow or other, maybe not. In other words, I said pious activities, not necessarily direct devotional service, but punya karma, previous pious activities. So we've had some things brought us to the point where we were able to receive, just like Prabhupada spoke to so many people. He met so many people. But people were impressed to various degrees, and some people were put off. Demons were afraid, flee here and there. All this is rightly done. All the world becomes joyous in hearing your name, and thus do all become attached to you. But the demons are afraid. Yes? Huh? Yeah, there are different instances where Prabhupada said different things. Definitely, he did say that. And even there's some reference, I don't exactly know where it is, somewhere in some conversation, something to do with some kind of proximity to Lord Chaitanya's lila as a cockroach or something. We got some powerful blessings. So even as an animal, we benefited. But without this punya karma, it's pretty difficult to be under the pampa. Any other questions? Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam.